of the Whittlesea Town Council. Now then, I made a big mistake a few minutes ago, and I've been quite rightly corrected by Councillor Roy that it's actually a container ship which is blocking the Suez Canal.
A huge container ship.
It must be. It should be huge. It's been blocking and going across the canal. So thank you very much for putting me right on that, Roy, a few minutes ago, just off air that was. But Roy is with us now, and you've got the bit between your teeth about Saxon Pit. Tell us the latest.
Good morning, everyone, on Fan and Youth Radio. It's good to be here on a Friday morning on a very local subject. I'm going to talk briefly about the planning application for the Saxon Pit in Whittlesea. I'm not talking about anything historical or any other issues that's happening down there at the moment. So we have a planning application on behalf of a company called Johnson's Aggregates, and it is an extremely well put together and professional application, and I want to make sure that we're not questioning Johnson's professional approach on this. The objections are on planning reasons, and basically Johnson's want to process 250,000 tons of incinerator bottom ash and 50,000 tons of construction and demolition material at the Saxon Pit Works. Now, this is going to cause some quite considerable issues as far as transport infrastructure and the A605 is concerned, as well as many people's concerns about some environmental aspects. Although incinerator bottom ash is supposedly non-hazardous, it can contain chemicals, including dioxins and heavy metals, and they can cause long-term problems. Housing is quite close to the Saxon Pit from these planned works, 230 metres away from Priors Road and 370 metres away from Snoots Road. There's, of course, the primary school not too far away. In certain weather conditions, there will be undoubtedly noise, dust, vibration and light pollution. But we're now talking of, they say, of 92 vehicle movements a day, HGVs. I'm not talking 92, I'm talking 25,000 movements a year on the A605, which is already well surcharged. If you go there today, virtually every second vehicle in lockdown is an HGV. So, with all these HGV movements, there is nothing within the documents that Johnson's put about nitrous dioxide, carbon dioxide or particulate matters. This is a large carbon footprint. And only recently, Cambridge and Peterborough report on climate change promises reductions in all the areas of climate and pollution. Besides these impending 25,000 HGV movements a year, we have already Forterra, McCain's, DFDS, besides our local haulage companies. And this is going to be a 24-hour operation. We are, like I say, so inundated with HGVs. Yesterday, for example, when there was an accident on the A605 just before the Kingsdyke, everything has to move down our small roads that goes around it. And the pollution, the CO2 and the rubber, believe it or not, HGVs have got big tyres on and they can deposit quite a large amount of rubber. Somewhere, if we take the total lorry movements into account, we're talking about over 1,000 kilos of rubber and dust that will be deposited on our roads. And Whittlesea, believe it or not, has the second highest number of HGVs passing through it. In 2019, there was 2,351 HGVs a day move through our town. and to put another 92 per day, 25,000 a year, it's going to be a big, big problem. So Whittlesea Town Council, we discussed this at Whittlesea Town Council last week, and they unanimously agreed to oppose and put in a refusal to Cambridgeshire County Council. The planning application for minerals and waste goes through Cambridgeshire County Council. And I would urge anybody, if they want to get in touch with me, Roy Gerstner, you can Google me. I'm quite sure I'll come up near the top somewhere, and I'm quite happy to send all the details on to them. They can go and look on my web blog, www.roygerstner.co.uk, and I can tell them the facts and the figures and let them make their own mind up. This is not the right time. The road won't do it. So thank you, Robert. I've had my time.
No, that's fine. I mean, the important thing in all this is that, one, the facts are there. I mean, if anybody from Johnson's are out there, and just for equal balance, and do want to get in touch, they're more than welcome to do so. We've got to be a fair and open station here and a news radio. So please, if they want to have a say, then that's by all means. Or if anybody else wants to have a say on the matter, just for, again, equal balance, then get in touch with us at hello@benandnewsradio.com. It's important, what Roy, I think, is saying there, and not putting too many words into Roy's mouth, is that basically, if you don't like what's going to happen, and potentially what's going to happen, the public consultation, I believe, finishes 8th of April. Is that right, Roy?
Yes, that's correct. And I'll just say another thing, Rob, if I may. A lot of developers and planners do come along to Whittlesea Town Council and give the council their plans in the future and get an idea of what our concerns are. Now, Johnson Brothers, a very big professional company, and haven't done so.
There you go. So if anybody from Johnson Brothers wants to say hello, hello@benandnewsradio.com, and wants to have their say, they're more than welcome to do so. Or if anybody else wants to have a say, I think Julie wants a quick word.
Yes, just to reiterate, Roy, the public consultation ends on the 8th of April this year, and that is, we need hundreds of objections to Cambridgeshire County Council.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, if it's no good people coming along next year complaining they can't get along the A605 and blocked up on the new bridge or whatever, this is the time to have your voice said. And if you have concerns about the A605, its present condition and its potential future condition, please try and get onto Cambridgeshire County Council website, Johnson Brothers. I'm quite sure it'll come up. Maybe if you Google Johnson Brothers Whittlesea, it will come up. And like I say, they can contact me direct. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Roy. I appreciate, as always, I know you're a big supporter of Ben and Duke Radio, and so thank you very much for your insight and basically the facts there. So thank you very much, Roy.
Okay, good morning. Thank you.
Thanks.